Soul Funk Sunday on Radio West Norfolk. Now, on the 14th of November, the Three Degrees play the King's Lynn Corn Exchange. And on the line, it's a true legend from the Degrees, Valerie Holiday. Hello, Val. How are you?
Hello.
Good to speak to you, Val. I mean, I can't believe that you've been with the Degrees for so long. You don't look old enough. Tell us about your story. How did your journey begin with the Three Degrees?
Oh my goodness! I started out. After graduating from high school, my mom was trying to find something, you know, to get me interested in doing, and I entered into this contest, and I won. And from there, it stemmed onto me getting a person that wanted to handle me as far as getting engagements is concerned for singing. So I started out as a solo artist, and a friend came and said one night, I've got this group of ladies that are, they're looking for a permanent member. Would you be interested in joining a group? And I thought, well, yeah, because it's very lonesome out here by myself. So I went to a show, and Sheila and Fayette and a young lady named Sonia were performing as the Three Degrees. At that time, I went backstage after the show and we met and talked and had a good little chat. And I thought I was kind of blown away with the show because, you know, I thought, wow, yeah, that looks like fun. So I joined. They asked me, can you do the Philly Dog? I said, I don't know. So they did it and I kind of mimicked what they were doing. They thought, okay, yes, this is great. So there and voila.
Yeah. And the rest is history, as they say. I see, like in 1972, you sort of met with Gamble and Huff. I mean, that it's amazing, those producers, those writers. It must have been incredible to be working with those guys.
It was fantastic. We had already recorded with several other record companies prior to. So hooking up with Gamble and Huff to us was fantastic because we loved the music, you know, that they had written. So when we were asked, I think our very first recording with them was on their Neptune label. This is a little bit before hooked up with CBS and became Philadelphia International. So it was a good marriage, very good marriage.
And they worked with so many people, didn't they? Harold Melvin, the OJs, Billy Paul, incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, your manager, Richard Barrett, it was never really explained, was it, why you actually left Gamble and Huff?
And I'm afraid you'd have to go back and drag him up if he's passed away. You'd have to ask him that question because we, at that particular time, were told to look beautiful, to sound great, and just do what we were supposed to do.
Right, so different time. So was you with Gamble and Huff when you had the song Year of Decision?
Yes, they were the writers of that.
So that would have been, what, 1973, I guess, around that time?
Now, you're asking me to go back.
It's a long time ago, Valerie, isn't it? A long time ago.
Yes, but we, you know, it's fantastic that the songbook that we were given by Gamble and Huff has allowed the group to be able to function and continue and still be popular 60 years later, you know?
Well, let's take a break. We'll hear Year of Decision, and then we'll be back with more from Valerie Holiday next. Soul Funk Sunday on Radio West Norfolk. It's Gary Ball through till 9. Special guest tonight on the line. We've got Valerie Holiday from the Three Degrees. That's a great sing-along song, Valerie, isn't it? Year of Decision.
It is. And you know, the audience, they sing all those out parts that we did. Come on, got to get it together. You hear them singing along with you. So it makes it so much fun.
Yeah, it's great. I have to mention Charlie's Angels. And you know where I'm going with this. So, of course, King Charles now. But when you found out that he was one of your big fans, he would have been Prince Charles. How did you find out about that?
We were asked quite early on to perform at one of his charities in Eastbourne. And while watching the show, at the end of the show, we do a little audience thing. And he consented to coming up on stage.
Right, okay.
And he did a dance with us.
Oh, wow.
So I think they just took over from there.
Yeah. And you went to the palace at some point, didn't you?
we went to the palace for his 30th birthday and performed before the royals. They situated a stage in the middle of two rooms. They built us a stage in order to be able to put on a performance. And it was absolutely nerve-shattering because you were thinking, oh my gosh, we're in Buckingham Palace. And oh my goodness, we're sitting, there's the queen. It's like, oh my gosh. They were all there, and she had this little box sat beside her that gave her the ability to say, okay, if it's too loud, then you push this button, and if it's okay, then you just leave it alone. But fortunately, she never did it. So it was like they were fabulous. They were absolutely, it was a grand evening. We kept pinching ourselves thinking, oh my gosh, we're in Buckingham Palace.
You can be honest, did you take any souvenirs away with you?
No, but lots and lots of memories.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, do you still keep in touch at all? I mean, I just wondered if you're on sort of what name terms you'd be on. Is it your Royal Highness or is it just Charlie or Chaz? I don't know.
Oh, my. Talking about a royal here. We were told, though, however, that Giving Up and Giving In was one of his favorite songs to exercise to, So we're still in the mix.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Okay, now you're going to be coming to the UK very soon. You're over in the States at the moment. When do you get back into the UK?
I get back in on the 29th. I'm coming over a little bit early. Mm-hmm. So I can kind of acclimate and see some friends before we start that frantic run on this second half of this tour. The first show for us will be on the 5th of November. We got 3 nights at the Pizza Express.
Okay. Because you're traveling a lot, you're traveling around a lot, isn't it? I was looking at your schedule. It's quite hectic, isn't it?
It is. And unfortunately, this leg of the tour, last tour, we had like maybe a couple of days here and there. But this time, it's like we've got maybe one day here, one day there. And unfortunately, they're all travel days. So it's not really an off day, you know? So, but the excitement and the euphoria that you get from the audience, that just seems to kind of, you know, lift you up and keep you moving.
And you still enjoy the touring, Val?
Oh, immensely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be still out here.
No, of course. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you at the Corn Exchange in King's Inn on the 14th of November. We can't wait to see you then. So we're really looking forward to that. Make sure you pack a couple of jumpers. It's getting a bit chilly.
Oh, I've got all my woolies.
Get all your woolies ready. I'm guessing, so with, you know, with every band, there's always a sort of a big song, the big song that they play out that everyone looks forward to. And I'm guessing with the 3 Degrees, it would be one of them, When Will I See You Again?
Yes. Yeah, we could not get off stage without doing that. Plus, that is one I call it the anthem for the 3 Degrees, and it's one of my favorite songs because it just mirrors everything that we always, you know, feel and think. And the song is so perfect because it fits in so many places for so many people.
Well, we shall play out with that, and we'll look forward to seeing you again on the 14th of November here in King's Inn. Have a safe journey over to the UK, and thanks ever so much for your time.
God bless, and thank you so much.